All right, so we're very guest-heavy here on a Friday. That's all right. We like having the comics in. We spoke to Brian Callen earlier this hour in studio, and we're going to get to Jack Swagger in a moment here. First, though, the ticket's inviting you to the Orange Bowl for a fitness weekend like no other at Miami Marine Stadium, and it's tomorrow night. Stand-up paddleboarders of all skill levels won't want to miss the Orange Bowl Wind Haven Insurance Orange Bowl Paddle Championship. And don't forget to wear your college colors to run or walk in the AvMed Orange Bowl 5K. To register today, all proceeds are benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Miami. Go to orangebowl.org. All right, so we got Jack Swagger joining us here on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Of course, he's fighting now for Bellator. Okay, Bellator 221 is coming up. He is on the card, of course, also used to be a former WWE superstar. Let's get this out of the way here. Do I call you Jack Swagger? Do I call you Jake Hager? What do you prefer?
Hey, you can call me anything you want, just as long as I'm not a loser. Know
okay.
What I'm saying?
Okay, very good, very good. All right. Well, when they introduce you to the ring, okay, this Saturday night, that's tomorrow night, May 11th, 10 p.m., Bellator MMA, when they introduce you to the ring, are you Jake Hager?
It's Jake Hager.
Okay, all right, very good. And how did that come about? Like, was that a hard decision to go? Because that's your birth name, right? Jake, I guess, is your middle name. That's your birth name, right?
Yeah, that's my government name. It came about, before, it was about 2 years leading up to that fight since I left the company. And I was working to get the IP rights, the intellectual property rights to Jack Swagger. WWE does not own them, but there was still a lot of red tape that would have went about. And we didn't get it done in time before the first fight. And since the first fight already happened and we fought as Jake Hager, I think moving forward, it makes sense just to continue with that and stop being the man with 8,000 names.
Well, again, Jake is fighting this weekend, okay? It's Allstate Arena in Chicago. It's a big card, Bellator 221. Let's talk, what's more difficult, preparing for professional wrestling? Because you're a big-time athlete in college, okay? So what's different? What are the differences? What are the similarities? Preparing to be a professional wrestler or preparing for mixed martial arts?
You know what? They're both incredibly difficult just because professional wrestling is sports entertainment. It's still incredibly hard to go out there and perform, mainly because you're in the ring with another guy and you want to have that chemistry and you want to get on the same page with them. And then, of course, you want to remember all the dips and dives and ups and downs that you want to take your audience on. So it's difficult in that respect on like setting up the match and really having that being in the moment and having that performance and taking the fans on that emotional roller coaster. MMA side of it, it's harder, for the training camp before it, the 8 to 12 weeks before your fight when you're really wanting to beat yourself up as much as possible, put yourself through the ringer. That way, when it comes fight night, you have the confidence and the ability to go out there and perform at a very high level. And for me, fight night was a lot of fun. I felt very little pressure because I didn't have to remember 20 minutes of spots. B to C to D. I just had to go out there and perform and stick to my game plan. So similar, but yet different in the preparation.
That's interesting. So then if I were to ask you, which were you more nervous for? It sounds like you were more nervous for your WWE debut then.
Yeah, I was definitely more nervous for the WWE debut. After you have 12 years of live television experience, I don't really feel like you get a lot of nerves anymore because it prepares you so well for when the cameras come on, when the bright lights turn on, that I'm used to it now. And I definitely relied on that experience for the first fight to help prepare to like, okay, I'm going to have about 45 minutes before I go out there and fight. So I knew how to warm up accordingly, which is very similar to Monday Night Raw. You kind of have to guesstimate when you're going to be on and when you want to warm up. But definitely more nervous for the wrestling event because, I was 26 years old, never been on television before. Now I'm 37, 12 years of television experience, I feel very comfortable in my in front of the camera.
And also, I would imagine, you know, on one end, you don't want to hurt the guy that you're in the ring with. You'd feel really terrible if you hurt someone in a WWE ring when, while you don't want to hurt the guy in, you know, the MMA ring per se, that's not one of your main concerns. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. You definitely don't want to hurt someone in the wrestling ring. It's not what we're out there trying to do. We want to make it look like we're hurting someone and then never touch them. You know, we want the fans to believe, like, oh, man, he's a big, nasty, barrel-chested bad guy, and he's just brutal out there. When in reality, you know, I'm twinkle toes, and I'm not even touching you. In the MMA world, it's two males and females being locked into a cage, and we're trying to impose our will on you. We're trying to execute our game plan. And part of that is pain, because if I can hurt you in some way, that's going to help me execute, and that's going to make it harder for you to execute your game plan. One of the best pieces of advice I got before my first fight is, like, right before I went out there, my jiu-jitsu coach, Joey Best, he kind of pulled me aside and said, hey, and maybe because this is because he knows me, I'm a nice guy sometimes. But he pulled me aside and he's like, hey, you have permission to hurt this guy.
Right.
And for some reason, I needed to hear that, and that was the switch. It was flipped, and I understood, and it wasn't with malice, but this is what I had to do. That was my job, and I always do my job.
What was it like telling your family? I mean, I see you're married. What was it like telling your wife that you're going to go from one to the other? And in this one, I mean, this is serious fighting. This is for real. Was your family supportive?
Yes. My wife is a big MMA fan. And, you know, it took 12 years of my wife and I to go through the WWE system to really understand the value of Jack Swagger. And once we did that in 2017 and the contract negotiations fell through, we knew we had to leave. Partly because we knew pro wrestling was going to continue to blow up. We knew MMA and Bellator and great promotions like that would continue to blow up. And if you look at it now, I have so many options on the table now. I can go wrestle for the two biggest companies in the world, or I can continue chasing MMA dreams. So part of the reason why the first fight was so vindicating for me is because I left a job making hundreds of thousands of dollars to go get locked in a cage for a chance to have this opportunity to give myself as a sports entertainer, as a professional fighter, more leverage than most have because of my background. And so it was a really big moment for me personally, because I said, no, I believe in myself, and I'm going to gamble and bet on myself, and I won. Ooh,
so
it was good to say that.
So what's the end game then for Jake Hager? Like, what is the ultimate, like, what are you looking for in the end here?
You know, right now, it for me, I got two kids in private school. You know, I'm a father. I'm the man of the house. I need to provide for my family. I'm really enjoying MMA, and I don't think I'm the type of person that anything I do, I want to be the best at. I want to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. I want to be in the Bellator Hall of Fame, the MMA Hall of Fame. I want to be the best. So I'm going to continue going down this mixed martial arts road, and I want to become Bellator heavyweight champion. I think I was born to be in this cage to do this. I've wrestled since I was 5 years old, drove my parents to all different YMCA tournaments at 6 a.m. in the morning since I was 5 years old. And so it's really kind of clear now that this is why I did it. This is why I'm paying off. So we're focusing on this, but at the same time, you look at companies like AEW and all the big moves that they're making, and,
right,
you know, and seeing that the big growth and popularity in pro wrestling. It's almost similar to the 1980s. It's almost similar to the boom of the Monday Night Wars of the 1990s. This is our boom of our generation, and I definitely want to be a part of it and help that grow as well. So it's a great problem to have, lots of opportunity, and we're going to take each decision as they present themselves to us.
Well, you can check Jake out, Jack Swagger, of course, tomorrow night, Bellator 221. It's on DAZN. You can go to Bellator.com. It's also on the Bellator mobile app, 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Finally here. So you left pro wrestling on good terms. Like, eventually, if you wanted to go back to WWE, you can do that if you so choose.
Yes. Yes, I could. Life is all about managing relationships, even if you're unhappy with how the other side is treating you. So manage those relationships. Don't burn any bridges. Unless you need to burn a bridge, then burn it down. But still on good terms with Vince. He called me this week again, wished me good luck, and he said, Jack, I wish I would have paid you. So I took that as with a big smile on my face.
Well, good luck tomorrow night. Great job, Jack. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, there you go. And it's Jake Hager. That's real name, okay? Jack Swagger, WWE, tomorrow night. DAZN. I'm saying that right. Right, Tobin? DAZN? It's a little tricky. You know?
Yes, DAZN.
Okay, DAZN. Yeah, all right, very good. So tomorrow night, Bellator 220. Are you, let's be honest a second here. You know, Bellator, is that something that you're watching tomorrow night? Is that something that you'll cover on Sunday morning, Fighters Fury?
Yeah, I'll for sure cover this card, the championship fight at the end. Michael Chandler is one of my favorite fighters to watch.
Okay.
He's been a Bellator stable for a while, so that fight's a big deal, even though it's on the same night as UFC 237.
Okay, so that's why Thug Rose.
Yeah, so it's a big night of mixed martial arts.
Now, is Jack Swagger favored tomorrow night? Should he win this fight tomorrow night?
I haven't looked at the odds. I got to imagine that he is.
Is it one of those deals where they're trying to put him in the ring, they want to build him up a little bit, get a handful of wins in a row?
Yeah, I think the guy's fight only has two fights, but I watched his first fight. The one thing that's like different from him, if people want to know about like Jake, whatever the hell he's going by, as opposed to like CM Punk, is, you know, Jake has that wrestling background.
Right.
So
he was a wrestler at Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's going in there and like he looked good getting his submission in his last fight. So he's got some skill sets. I don't know if he'll ever get to the heights of Brock Lesnar.
So he would mess up CM Punk if he was in a ring. I should have asked him that. He would mess up CM Punk if he was in a ring with him, right?
Well, yeah, like even size wise, he's so much bigger than CM
Punk. True.
It's not even
That's
close.
True.
But yeah, I would say he's got more of the base of Brock Lesnar when Brock went into the UFC than CM Punk, who basically had no background and had to train for 2 years.
I wonder what's his record against CM Punk in WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.